Yeah, it's a big time song too, man. This was that's great. I mean, look,
was this 2000s?
2000.
I thought this was 90s.
No, this is she did it and it came out in 2000.
Wow. Yeah. Look, we've had great answers today. I mean, there are millions of answers still available, obviously, but I mean, I'm sure there's hundreds that are very, very, very recognizable still available. So, again, we're looking for the best song this century, and whoever provides it will win the tickets for Green Day. James, let me ask you a question here. Do you have a song or two in mind that you feel like you know would be in the running if it gets said?
Yeah, there are a couple songs out there.
Haven't been said.
Because I don't have one
that
in
have
mind,
not been
but
said.
I'm sure they exist. Like, I would say, like, I like that song, Call Me Maybe. I liked it a lot.
Now, okay, that
I
was my backup
song.
Answer.
It's a great song.
No, I don't think it would win, and I don't think it should be in the top five. But, I mean, it was a very fun song.
It was real fun, yeah.
Yeah, you know? So, all right, but give us the best song this century, and whoever provides it is going to win the tickets to see Green Day. 215-592-9494. Shortly, we'll get to something Jalen Hurts said last night about playing under center more this year. At least, we certainly think it'll be more this year. And also, drop of the week coming up in a few minutes. Let's go to Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
How you doing? I think the drop of the week is Nate. I don't know if you picked up on Nate's response about you being president.
Well, I heard it. I mean, what part struck you?
When he went, he actually believed you.
I did not notice. I did not notice that actually. Okay,
Hammer, your victory today reminded me of I went to see a Flyers alumni game. And the actual Hammer got cross-checked by an insurance agent, and the results were about the same. I think I'm switching to your side. Like, did the guy think today was going to be English Premier League? Like, how do you not know Terrell Owens? How do you not know Jim Kelly? Like, oh, give me.
Well, my theory, Gary. I think some of these guys choke. I don't think these guys total in on no sports. I think they get on the radio, and I mean, listen, it's. The lights are bright, so to speak.
But I think Gary's right. I think they don't think about what's going on during the week. Like, I always try to guess what James is going to, what his topic is. And, I mean, I'm not always right.
But I'll say
I'm like, yeah, that seems pretty obvious.
So just to be clear, I had no sense at all today that the topic would be that. I figured James would do something with the Olympics. But even if, like, you surmise in advance what it might be, what are you going to do? Look up 37,000 Olympic records?
No. I mean, know them.
You know, like, you either know it or you don't.
No, but I think hanging up, that was a weak move for me.
So was he embarrassed? So, Gary, I haven't heard it yet. No, trust me, I'll go back and listen this weekend 5-10 times and revel in my excellence. But do you think the guy was embarrassed?
It's possible.
I think the only way someone like that has the win if is one of the answers.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, it was pretty bleak.
I didn't realize he had dropped. I didn't realize he had hung up.
I saw the board. I didn't see.
Yeah, you picked up on that before I even.
I'm like, where is it?
I didn't notice it till you said it, and I was like, "Damn it!"
You're like, no, he just dropped.
That's funny. All right, Gary, what do you got on the Phillies here today?
Who's the guy that's always in the airport?
John Clark.
Johnny Clark. Johnny Airport.
Yeah. So, do we have confirmation from him? Did Ranger's family go out west?
Oh man, wow. We're back to this topic again. Well, you know, we'll see.
We need every shot we can get, man. I think we could.
Does one of his kids have to go to school in September and go back home for school?
Oh my God, man, people are horrible human beings.
You know what I mean? It is amazing. I mean, there's two things. One, when the kids got here, and the other was when he got hit by that line drive in the hand. It's like ever since around that time, he hasn't been affected.
You're right. Yeah. The hit in the hand line drive probably has more to do with it than the kids.
It may have affected his grip. I mean, it's not inconceivable.
Yes, of course. You know, I mean, we talk all the time about a little scuff on your finger. You got a blister, and you're on the IL.
And he had a rehab assignment last night.
He got pegged in the hand.
He got pegged in the hand. And they acted like it was not that big a deal. But anyway, Gary, give me a great answer for the best song this century.
I can't win. I already won this week, but I'm going to take Dreams and Nightmares. Come on, man. Eagles,
yeah.
Super Bowl.
Dreams and Nightmares is a good answer and obviously a great song. Let's talk to Chuck calling from Cherry Hill. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, crew. Happy weekend.
Thank you, Chuck.
On the softball matter on the Olympics, one of the logistics problems they had was having ample stadium size to be able to host events. Most of the softball stadiums, even now, except for like Oklahoma and the elite schools, don't really have venues that can host a big crowd. Hmm. You know, so that was a logistical problem they had. But they're bringing it back in 28 softball returns, which is great to see. All right, Mitch used to always.
By the way,
say,
do we have baseball this year? We don't, right?
No. They're trying to bring it.
They're both fun.
And that is surprising considering how many people around the world do play baseball.
Love
it's not. I mean, we have something called the World Baseball Classic. And we can't have baseball in the Olympics?
Gotta have it. Yeah, gotta have it. Well, the good news is 28, it comes back. Mitch used to always say, and I concur, but he played, that the closer role is a separate temperament and culture needs to be honed over the season. I don't push back on that. So if you put a blood pressure cuff on the seventh inning guy and the closer with bases loaded, it's not close. So I do think that the Phillies should develop that. I don't think it could be by committee for what that's worth. Now, to alleviate some of your concerns, Joe, the winner of the World Series only eight times has been best record. Seven times, I'm sorry. Eight times wild card.
Well, hold on. Since what year? Since what year?
100 years. So
wait. Yep. The team with the best record in baseball has won how many times in the last 100 years?
Seven and wild card eight.
There's no way that's possible.
You may be right. I did it quick. I'm going to leave that door
there's
open.
There's no way. I mean, Chuck, up until 1964, I think it was, you advanced directly to the World Series.
The two teams with the best record, right?
So there's
it's
no
the bridge
way.
Since
Chuck, there's
card.
No
since
way.
Since wild card. Since wild card, they've updated the stat, of course.
Yeah, you're probably talking card. About the last 30 years or something like that.
If it's the last 30-plus years, only seven times, that's pretty significant.
No, that's notable, but I'm saying it's impossible that it's that small a number in the last 100
okay,
years.
Let me, yeah.
Totally
let me,
impossible.
Let me come back with something I can definitely stand behind. The team that plays in the World Series the last 25 years, this is factual, right? We're going to a funeral, and I'm driving the wrong way. Thank you. And we're late. We're an hour late. I can do this stuff.
Yikes.
So the number eight, hear this is factual. The number eight pitching team plays the number six hitting team when it's all said and done. So there really isn't any pressure about who's got best, number one offense, number one pitching. Once you get to postseason, it's all a unique experience.
Well, yeah, it becomes a free-for-all in a new tournament.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, give me an answer here. This century, best song, what do you got?
This is my wife's answer. Hon, what was it? Alone Heart? What was it? My Heart Must Go On.
1997. Nope.
Oh.
Titanic was back in the 90s. Mm. Chuck, always good hearing from you. Drop of the week shortly, but let's hear from Jalen Hurts first. He talked.
Hold on. It is messed up that you know the year verbatim for a Celine Dion
song. Because Titanic owned that year.
Yeah, okay.
I was a sophomore in college.
It's Celine Dion. You were straight up 1997.
My heart.
Like it's the back of your hand.
My heart will
you and
always
Celine,
go on.
Two peas in a pod.
No, it's more like me and Jack and Rose having a threesome.
Oh, okay.
Dude. God. And I said, to Jack, I said, Jack, get out of the cars. Now it's me and Rose's turn.
Oh.
let us steam up the window.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say.
That's Leo DiCaprio.
And I'm the hammer.
DiCaprio and DeCamera. You've got your choice, Rose.
Right.
DiCaprio, DeCamera.
You know, at least I'd show up at the Oscars. You know, he didn't show up at the Oscars because he wasn't nominated.
Wow.
That was a punk move. He had been in the biggest movie in like a long time.
Well, hold up. That's not exactly what, so he the reason he got nominated
get
was
your ass there.
The reason he got nominated was because he put all his support behind his co-star. He said that she should win. He put all his like it's all about.
There are two different categories.
Yes, but
men and women.
He didn't like promote himself. Like the Oscars are people like they're
John,
lobbying.
How much is
promoting
he talking out of his hiney right now?
No, I'm
James
absolutely correct.
He did not get nominated because he promoted someone else for a different category.
Yeah, he pushed Lily Gladstone, the first Native American to potentially win an Oscar, the first Native American nominee and Best Actress. He pushed her. That's what the movie's about. The Killers of the Flower Moon is all about Native Americans.
James, I'm talking about Titanic.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking this what? Most recent Oscars. My what? Fault. My fault.
I
my
love
fault.
When two people are arguing and they don't realize that they're arguing about
totally
different
my
things.
Fault. I was on the phone and I just heard because he wasn't at the this year. My fault.
Okay. All righty. All right. Let's listen to Jalen Hurts for a moment, then drop of the week. Jalen talked yesterday about how we certainly think he'll be under center more this year.
Hey, Jalen, how have you felt in some of the plays we've seen under center? And if that extends to the play-action game, do you think that can be a benefit to the offense?
I feel fine. Yeah, I think there are different dynamics that are new, and there are different dynamics that maybe we've toyed with before. But ultimately, whatever we go out there and roll out there with, you know, the job is to execute it. There was a time where we were, you know, heavy under center and, you know, ran some downhill things, especially my first year I started here. And then we had opportunities to play action off of that as well. So, you know, you want to be well equipped to do whatever needs to be done.
I got to say, he really is a pensive human.
No, how about the fact
you
that
would not
he
want
reminds
Jalen, you wouldn't
everyone.
Want Jalen Hurts doing stand-up here at Borgata,
no,
right?
I just would have, no. Pretty low-key. Thinks the answer through before he says it. Maybe thinks it through.
I almost fell
times.
Asleep by the time the answer ended. I'm like, what?
But what about that fact, Joe?
What?
You were telling me all offseason that part of the problem was going to be under center is impossible for Jalen Hurts.
Not impossible, but he hasn't done it much.
Yeah, has to do it.
He talked about the fact that they did it.
Yeah,
he has done it. Like, go back to his first year there. They had a ton of stuff that was under center. I'm sure that throughout his life,
they didn't have a ton.
Having played football his entire life, he's done plenty of under center.
Somebody charted it last year. I think it was like 7 times last season he was under center.
Yeah, that's
last season.
All right, let's get to the drop of the week as we do every single Wednesday. Boy, I am off
today. Whoa, Joe.
As we do every single Friday at this time. All right, well, Bo yourself. Drop of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. Make sure you visit them online at familyjewelers.com. They're phenomenal, by the way, Family and Company Jewelers. Sensational. Right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, what are we looking at this week?
All right, apropos you forgetting the right thing to say for this first cut we have because you forgot what a foul ball is called.
I want to play this audio. I do think the Phillies care a lot. I mean, you can hear it on this you know, why can't I remember a ball hitting the stands? What's it called?
Foul ball.
A foul ball. I keep wanting to say a pop up or a pop out. A freaking foul ball. Now I'm getting angry. I'm going to start cursing. I swear to God, it happened to me later in the show, and I again couldn't remember it, and I skirted around it so no one would notice.
That day,
I could not remember what a foul ball is called. Wow. It was really weird.
What a weird day.
Yep.
All right, you said this.
What happens here stays here. So, yeah, we're all drunk. All right, hello. Yeah, there you go.
Good to know.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, versatile. All right, let's keep it going. Your lack of respect for the luge as a sport is alarming. This is what you sounded like saying, I'll go down the luge.
It's
die.
Like shoots and ladder.
No, it's not.
It's just wee-wee. All right? That's the
I'll
one.
Cut that.
That's what I would win in the Olympics.
Wee!
Put me in that sled. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to win.
Die.
Just give me a push. Give me a push. That's all I need.
I'm ready to launch myself off the side of this luge that I do not respect.
Well, I'd say
and I should respect.
Like the polygraph test. Make sure you strap me in. Make sure I can't fall
out. Yeah, that's for sure. All right, let's keep it going. I think this, Ruben, not happy that you said Nolan Ryan, not a top 5 or 10 pitcher, though I will say that the phrase he used here could apply to your luge thing as well. Here's what Ruben had to say.
You don't think that Nolan Ryan's one of the top 5 or 10 pitchers in the history of the game?
Are you kidding me?
Are you guys serious right now?
Yeah, he's
definitely
not.
You think Nolan Ryan is one of the 5 or 10 best pitchers?
You guys are a clown show.
Well, you got to admit, though, I broke him down. I was so
right
about
that. Well,
he
was wrong, you know, so this is what it is.
He is wrong. Yeah. Well, Ruben, but he was wrong.
Richie?
I mean, facts
clown
are facts.
Show, clown show. No, I agreed with you.
Yeah.
He's not one of the top 5 or 10. He just pitched a long time.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal, but not one of the top 5 or 10.
All right, Richie, you said this.
The humper. He did the hump.
Oh, okay.
Good by itself. Not too bad there.
Yep.
Obviously, wonder what you were talking about. All right, let's keep it rolling. We have multiple polygraph-related pieces of audio today. This is the only one from yesterday. As William, lie detector guy, you asked him to put Ray on the griddle. This was his response.
This guy right here. All right, the Diddy, the legend. Do you think Christy Brinkley really approached Ray Dittinger?
Well, Mr. Dittinger is a Philadelphia icon.
He is.
And if he said that's the case, I'll take him on his word until we test him.
He passes on spot.
Well said.
That's good, a great line right there.
Yeah. Awesome. That guy was a cool dude, man. Good
man.
Yeah,
they were all good. This is
good
stuff.
The guy today was great, too.
All right, let's keep it rolling. This is from today, as John gave us a Joe DeCamera impression.
But I want to go down to Borgata so Richie and I could give you a wedgie and throw you in a
what a wedgie for me? What did I do wrong?
I don't think he's allowed to be all, I'm really into this season now. The Eagles might be really good. I think I might have changed my mind on Jalen. He's got this new capacity for greatness. Ah!
Yep.
That's pretty good.
That was great. Awesome.
That was pretty good. That's the front runner so far.
Yeah. That was good.
That was very good.
Chuck Dean.
All right. Let's get back to you forgetting things like what the segment Beat the Hammer is called.
With a record of 256 wins and a mere 41 losses, let's play a little game we call Life Advice with the Hammer.
What?
Oh, no. We call. What do we call? Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'm drop of the week.
I'm out of whack. Horrible.
Let's play a little game we call Life Advice.
Horrible.
And the way you said it so confidently, too.
I did.
Totally.
Well,
I did.
The funny thing is, Joe, when you went back, James then said, all right, let's play Life Advice with the Hammer.
As a joke. Yeah, that was meant as a joke. Yeah. I was being funny.
Right. Oh, I thought that was a mistake.
You thought that was real?
Oh, yeah.
I stopped that. Come on.
I thought Joe tripped you up. Yeah.
Oh, of course not. I thought it would be very funny.
You need seltzer on the lie detector.
I believe you, Jimmy.
Yeah. That, well, it's clear. You could listen to it. All right.
I mean, funny either way.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep it rolling. We have a side-by-side as Joe Conklin. Bit we heard earlier, Life Advice with John Ritchie. Here's Joe Conklin's attempt at the John Ritchie cry.
I've had a coach who gives me such an impact. You just got to battle through.
All right. And now, the real John Ritchie cry.
I mean, this is really... I don't know how to react.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Look,
this is affecting me so much more than it should.
Why do you think that is?
Because he was so much more to me than most players.
Conklin nailed it, dude.
Conklin was pretty good, man.
We got like the little noise in there. That
Conklin
was great.
Cry. I'm writing it down. The Conklin cry. I'm circling that one.
All right. We have two more.
John, how do you feel about that?
Love it.
Are you annoyed? Are you annoyed?
What do you think?
What's the problem?
You're not laughing.
What we do. You cried? I mean, what's that mean? How many times have I been made fun of?
How many times? Yeah,
I can play Joe crying.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
There's one we've heard.
Guess what, pal? Guess what? We're going to hear it forever. All right? It's never going away.
Seriously.
Just be ready for it.
This is really...
It's what we do. All right. Let's keep it rolling here. Two more, both from today, from our guy, Nate Gordon. The first one is Gary from Vineland pointed out a very funny response when he said that Joe DeCamera actually believes he's going to be president. Let's go to you. When Joe DeCamera said no, he does not think he will run for president, was he lying?
I think Joe believes he's running for president.
The laugh at the end is so good. He's
great.
Like, I can't believe it. He really believes it.
That's great. So you guys now do believe that I believe it's a real possibility.
I guess so. I didn't, but I
don't know that
delusional.
He believed it, though.
Yeah, you're more
but
delusional
he doesn't know me
the way
I.
that he said it. Sure. He was almost, he was incredulous.
Yeah, but yeah. James, I've said it before, I'll say it again. When George Washington was a young man, he probably never thought he'd be the president of the United States of America.
Oh, man.
Is that right?
Okay.
Just think about that, boys and girls.
All right, last one, the end of the interview. Richie, a very pertinent question for Nate Gordon and very funny answers.
Nate, was Joe the most difficult subject you have ever administered
great
this
question.
Test to?
And you've dealt with murderers, but go ahead.
He was up there.
Oh, man.
And how many tests have you given?
Oh, maybe 15,000 to 20,000.
Yes,
that's great. All right, Seltzer, what wins?
I think that wins. That was great. I mean,
that and the Wii. The Wii is pretty good. Wii.
See, and by the way,
the hesitation that he had was
it
really,
was so good.
That spoke a volume.
It did.
So that's the one the president won.
He hesitated as to whether you were actually the most difficult person he's ever tested out of 20,000 people.
And think how many of them are murderers.
Yes.
And, like, he thought about it.
He really did.
He thought about it.
All right, I'll take it. I'll take the win.
Oh,
my
God. Oh.
Whoa! All right, early contested for next drop of the week. Nice.
Wow.
Really? Hey, now.
What is wrong?
That's the most falsetto you've ever. I don't even know what to call it.
We'll get that. I know Seth's just going to bring us back next segment with that. We'll get to that and more. Time's yours. Phone calls, the whole deal. Getting you ready for a big weekend as well. And final calls to honor Merrill, talk Eagles, and Phils as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Borgata with a strange voice hammer. I don't know what is going on with me these days on 94 WIP. Hey, what a wild time to be a Philly sports fan. You know, we're all obviously hoping for a winner, that enthusiasm for a winner, that feeling of winning. That's exactly what you'll get when you team up with the remarkable people at MHS Lift. Because Andy and Brett Levin, they run a winning operation in every way possible. MHS Lift, a team of winners who continues to rack up awards. Now, how they do it in many ways, frankly, is very, very simple. They work hard. They've got core values. They work together as a team to do what's right for you, the customer. Plus, MHS Lift is the company you should trust when it comes to forklifts, material handling equipment, warehouse automation, or warehouse efficiency assessments. And if your equipment needs repairs or maintenance, know this. MHS Lift offers sleep well service. You can sleep well knowing your repairs are being done right and being done right on time. MHS Lift has been in business for over 53 years, and they do it right the first time, every time. So call them today at 888.
88- out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
A lot of big time songs said today. So, Seltzer, are you and Wex going to be able to put together the best of the best end of the
we
show?
We got some samples. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you think the best of the best is.
I don't know.
I mean, he's been doing it all show.
Yeah, I've basically been doing it all show, but I do have a few. Yes.
Yeah. All right, speaking of a few, I know you got more than a few Merrill highlights through the years. Merrill goes into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. I got to hear another. There have been so many big ones. James, what do you got for us? Give me another, because you think about it, this goes back to the late 1970s with Merrill. I mean, through the decades, right? The Vermeil years, the Buddy years, the Kotite years, Ray, right? Then you got Andy. I mean, think about what a big chunk of time Andy Reid was, and that's only, gosh, less than a third of Merrill's whole time. I mean, it's almost like a quarter of Merrill's whole time.
But he got to witness the entire duration. I mean, Andy Reid's tenure was formative for the organization and for what we're going to do in the future, for what we've done in the past.
Yeah, he set a template.
Yes, sure did.
All right, let's get another Merrill highlight through the years.
Jaworski gives off inside, running with Montgomery up the right side. Left 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! How about Montgomery? Montgomery explodes on the right side and the Eagles have scored first.
That's sensational. I mean, it's an all-timer. It's probably, from back in that era, I'd say this the second in the order of those that span the test of time from back then, meaning the first major highlight I think Merrill's associated with is the Miracle in the Meadowlands, which was 78. Herm Edwards obviously scooping up the fumble, that whole thing. And I'd say the next one from that era that gets played a ton, obviously, is what we just played there, Wilbur's TD versus Dallas in 80 to, you know, get the Eagles to the Super Bowl. All right, 215-592-9494. We also, of course, have the Got It Door and Window to the weekend as we look ahead to the weekend in sports. Take advantage of Got It Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can visit GOGUIDA.com. Well, the weekend, I mean, it's pretty obvious what's up ahead. Obviously, the Phillies and the Mariners. And God forbid on Monday if the Phillies got swept. I don't think that's going to happen.
But don't say
no.
That.
Boys, go get us at least one. All right? Go get us at least
that's
one.
That's how sad it is. You're asking for one.
We'll take one out of two. All right? One and two. No, go win two. Also,
they got to start winning the series. starting game of the series.
You're right, John.
That's been the trend. They lose the first game, and it's been a bad sign.
No, you're
they
right.
haven't been able to recover.
That's
when
right.
they were great, they were going out and they were winning that first game.
So that this weekend in the Olympics. You know, JoJo with the U.S. men's basketball team and everything else. And then
he's starting.
Track is coming soon. So you're going to get the track and coming up soon. I'm not sure exactly what
Joel gets a chance to redeem himself from the four-point performance the last time. He will start. In my mind, this might be the last time. he starts. If he performs the way he did before,
yeah,
I wouldn't put him back out there with the other top four.
Look at that. Richie putting the screws to JoJo. All right, let's you're not wrong. Lou in Mount Laurel. Time's yours shortly. Hey. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, good morning. Before I give my song, Joe, after your Batman story the other day, when I finally turned on the television at the end of the day, The Dark Knight was on. I can't watch it now without seeing your face on the Batman suit.
Oh, you ruined
the franchise for me, Joe.
I was one of the three hotties, Batman hotties from Townhouse 116.
Batman hotties.
As described in the Fairfield Mirror.
The famed Batman hotties, yes.
I can't see Christian Bale or Michael Keaton. All I see is you now, and it's ruined the whole franchise.
You know, they should sign me up for the next one. I'd gladly leave WIP to go be a movie star.
I can't believe that you've clung to the Batman hotties nickname.
Oh, yeah,
I can't believe you still have the costume.
Right.
Well,
because
when you get called a hottie one time in your life, you usually grab onto it.
I still have the money shirt from back then. That's a whole nother matter. And by the way, I'm such a loser that when I saw this, it was like a shirt sweater thing. I actually bought, after like success, if you know what I mean, I bought 7 of them.
What?
So I what? Actually Wait. Have 7 of the same sweater shirts.
Wait, what was the success you're talking about?
It was, let's
after
just,
the success.
I think we can put it together.
Success, you know? Success.
Wow, so you wore the same thing every day? You just got the same 7?
I wanted to have them for years to come because I thought, you know, maybe every year or two or three it would start wearing out. I haven't worn it, honest to God. Probably,
so do you still have unworn?
I probably haven't worn it in 15 years, but it had a, let's just say, Ted Williams batting average in 1941 had nothing on this thing, all right? The Hammer had it going on.
I'm going to change my topic of discussion after hearing Richie's last point about Embiid starting.
Yeah.
Do you think if he has another poor performance, I know it's the Olympics, but do you think the team looks at that and says, you know, I don't say better days are behind him, but you're seeing the speed game so much more that he really cannot adapt to? Do you think that alters the Sixers' plans for the future at all? Huh.
I don't know. I worry that his confidence is a problem. His confidence could be a problem. He was talking like he needs to boost himself up. He needs to convince himself that he's the greatest player in the world. Like, it really does matter.
Lou, I think the bigger thing is he's probably just not in proper shape.
He's not. Dwight Howard said the other day he needs to lose 20 pounds to be a more effective player and to play longer.
Well, and Dwight Howard's probably talking about in general. I'm talking about right now. Like, Lou, I wouldn't throw Joel out. Let me put it this way. If he struggles because he's out of shape, it doesn't mean he can't keep up with when in shape. It means get your butt in shape, man.
Yeah, but every year we say the same thing. Like, how?
I'm well aware. Lou, you don't have to tell me. I'm well aware.
For my song, and I was going back and forth with a few. I had a few children's songs that are popular, but how about Rehab by Amy Winehouse? Oh.
Big answer.
Sure. Love
Big
it.
Answer.
Yeah. We'll add that to the accompaniment.
What year did that come out? Was it early
2000s? It was definitely 2000s. Yeah, it was 2010s. Early 2000s.
She was a big deal. That was sad. That was very sad. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, are you starting to get concerned about the National League East? If you don't know, the Braves won again last night. They are now only 6 games back of the field. So are you getting concerned about the NL East with the Braves 6 back of the Phils? Yes or no? Now, let's get to the poll result here, but before we do, everyone go on record. Seltzer, are you getting – it's not concerned. Are you getting concerned?
Not yet, I'll say.
No.
But you're pretty close, right?
I'm not there yet, but right.
He doesn't want to say it.
Right, three games, I'll start to feel it.
Rhea, you already said you
are. Yes, 100%.
Okay, I am where James is. I am in the not yet, but I am very close to being there. Devin, where are you?
I'm not concerned about the NL East. I am concerned about the playoffs. Like, I think they'll win the NL East and go to the playoffs, but I'm concerned about how they're going to perform once there.
And that's probably what most people are thinking right now. John, what would be your answer on concern for the NL East? Okay, so only one said yes. John, I have the poll results in front of me here. How do you think people voted online?
6-2. Boy, this is really tough.
because it does feel like a lot of people are concerned more than I would have expected. So I'm going to say it's over 50, maybe slightly over 60, like 64%.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty considering the room, yeah.
4 out of 5 were no here. Wow. 74% online.
Nice job, John. I'm shocked you. Wow. I'm shocked you're over 50% even.
That's a high number. 74 is a high number. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting close for obvious reasons. Man. Let's go to Bam in Middle. Eric in Middletown. Eric, hello, buddy. Eric,
Time of Your Life, Good Riddance, Green Day.
Oh, nice song.
Time of Your Life, he said.
That is a good song. And is that this century?
I believe so. Yeah, I can look it up. I'm almost
maybe not.
It might be 99. It might be 99.
No, it wasn't Seinfeld this century.
When did Seinfeld end?
It was 90s.
Well, then if it was the end of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So it definitely would not
well,
qualify.
No, I don't know about the Seinfeld.
1997.
Yeah. Wasn't that the final 2 minutes of Seinfeld?
Yeah, and it was
I don't remember.
That.
So, yeah, it would have been a year before. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. Bam, hello.
Good morning, crew. How you doing?
What's up, Bam?
Not much. I want to thank Merrill Reese, right, for, you know, I was at Dunkin' Donuts when I was a kid. I was like 10. My dad was with my dad, and I was following the Eagles with my dad, and he's like, man, you don't need to go to the game. You're watching on TV. So Merrill came over and heard our conversation. He's like, he gave us tickets to the Birds.
Wow, he gave you Eagles tickets. That's phenomenal.
Yes.
That's really cool, man.
Yep. Amazing.
Yeah, that's good work.
Yep. And since we're honoring Merrill, my song is going to be Kenny Chesney, The Boys of Fall.
Kenny Chesney, the first time we go concert here today. All right.
Boys country, of
country.
Country.
Country. What did I say?
Concert.
Yeah.
You are tripping over it today.
I am.
It's Friday.
What was that?
You're checked out today, aren't
was
you?
Was he the one I saw in concert 2 years ago?
I believe you're asking us. I can't believe you're asking us, but yes. I'm almost positive. I'm almost positive.
I think it was Kenny Chesney.
Did you like it?
Well, I just sat there and had a conversation for 2 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that was Kenny Chesney because I wasn't there.
No, you talked about it on the air. I feel pretty confident it was Chesney.
And you just were bored, just hung out and talked.
Yeah, I was sitting next to Paul Gunther, and we were hanging out and talking football.
Oh, look at you, name drop.
Oh, name drop. That's the point.
There you go. That's where we became
Paul
buddies.
Gunther, yeah. Cincinnati Bengals defensive coordinator. That's the point
of
that
story.
By the way,
now with the Dallas Cowboys, and he said he'll call in this year when the Eagles are playing the Cowboys.
Seriously?
I said, you know I'm going to hang up on you, right?
Oh, that'd be so cool if he did.
He wants to call in the weekend.
What's he coaching down there?
I'm like, just make sure you're allowed to. I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want to get you fired. Yeah. You know? But like, if he's allowed to call in, we'll get a Cowboys coach.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. But I mean, at the end of the call, I got to hang up on him.
Yes.
He's a Cowboy.
You do hang up on every guest at the end of the call.
Let's do what we do every single day at this time. By the way, John, you know who he's got? He's D-line.
Yeah, he's got Micah.
He's got Micah Parsons.
He's got Micah
not bad practicing.
He's got Micah Parsons at his disposal. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
All right, time's yours. We do it every single weekday at this time. It's brought to us, of course, by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Over 50,000 fans at an open practice. That is why Philly continues to be the best sports city in America, period.
It's phenomenal, man. I mean, that was a great turnout last night.
Jalen getting rave reviews. I have faith in the new and young defensive pieces. 14-3, baby. E-S-G-O-E-S-E-G-O!
Well, 14-3 would be mighty nice.
Joe, I'm with you on Jalen. If we had, I count about 7, 8, or 9 other quarterbacks, I'd be super excited, ready for a Super Bowl run. I don't think Jalen has it. How many quarterbacks in the NFL do you put on this team that you get excited and think this is a Super Bowl contender today?
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. 7 and 9 is probably about the right number, you know, of who you'd say confidently, yeah, it's legit this team could go to a Super Bowl with that guy. Maybe even 11 or 12. I mean, there's guys like Brock Purdy that many people don't have in their top 10. He literally was in the Super Bowl last year and almost won it. So it's probably
about...
Yeah,
I think you have a number of guys who, if 12. You allow them to just run the offense, you have the athletes.
Yeah.
You could have 10. You could have 10 guys around the league.
I think so, too.
With this skill level.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
I think that's reasonable.
So I was at the Eagles practice last night, and it got me hyped up for the season. So I know I got to do an Eagles chant. Devin, if you can help me out on this, you ready to go? A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That was
Let's
great.
Go, baby!
I like that a lot.
That was awesome.
Well done, sir.
Good work.
Congratulations, Burl. You are truly a legend.
Yes, I expected more.
Oh, God.
I thought there was going to be
more. That was it. That was all there was.
That was Mike Johnson.
Sounded really real.
Well done. Was that Conklin? It might have been Conklin.
I don't
and
know.
With that, I love it. Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Speaking of Conklin, we, of course, featured his work earlier with his parody spoof this morning of life advice, in this case with Richie. Make sure you see Joe Conklin at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster, PA, with Ed McGonigal and Brendan Donegan on Saturday, September 28th. He's also there going to be at Cherokee High School with Pete Spina and the City Rhythm Orchestra on Saturday. A lot of big-time songs said today. So, Seltzer, are you and Wex going to be able to put together the best of the best? End of the
we
show
got some samples. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you think the best of the best is.
I don't know.
I mean, he's been doing it all show.
Yeah, I've basically been doing it all show, but I do have a few. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, speaking of a few, I know you got more than a few Merrill highlights through the years. Merrill goes into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. I got to hear another. There have been so many big ones. James, what do you got for us? Give me another. Because you think about it, this goes back to the late 1970s with Merrill. I mean, through the decades, right? The Vermeil years, the Buddy years, the Cotite years, Ray, right? Then you got Andy. I mean, think about what a big chunk of time Andy Reid was, and that's only, less than a third of Merrill's whole time. I mean, it's almost like a quarter of Merrill's whole time.
But he got to witness the entire duration. I mean, Andy Reid's tenure was formative for this organization and for what we're going to do in the future, for what we've done in the past.
Yeah, set a template.
Yes, sure did.
All right, let's get another Merrill highlight through the years.
Jaworski gives off inside, running with Montgomery up the right side. Left 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown! How about Montgomery? Montgomery explodes on the right side of the Eagles and scores first.
That's sensational. I mean, it's an all-timer. It's probably, from back in that era, I'd say this the second in the order of those that span the test of time from back then, meaning the first major highlight I think Merrill's associated with is the Miracle in the Meadowlands, which was 78. Herm Edwards obviously scooping up the fumble, that whole thing. And I'd say the next one from that era that gets played a ton, obviously, is what we just played there. Wilbur's TD versus Dallas in 80 to, you know, get the Eagles to the Super Bowl. All right, 215-592-9494. We also, of course, have the Got It During window to the weekend as we look ahead to the weekend in sports. Take advantage of Got It During Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can visit go, G-U-I. da.com. Well, the weekend, I mean, it's pretty obvious what's up ahead. Obviously, the Phillies and the Mariners. And God forbid on Monday if the Phillies got swept. Oh. I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh,
but
don't say
no.
That.
Boys, go get us at least one. All right? Oh. Go get us at least
that's
one.
That's how sad it is. Well, you're asking for one.
We'll take one out of two. All right? One out
three.
Of three. I mean. One and two. No, go win two. Also,
they got to start winning the
series.
Of the series.
You're right, John.
That's been the trend. They lose the first game, and it's been a bad sign.
No,
they haven't been able to recover.
That's
when they were great, they were going out and they were winning that first game.
So that this weekend in the Olympics. You know, JoJo with the U.S. men's basketball team and everything else. And then
he's starting.
Track is coming soon. So you're going to get the track and coming up soon. I'm not sure exactly what
Joel gets a chance to redeem himself from the four-point performance the last time. He will start. In my mind, this might be the last time he starts. If he performs the way he did before, I wouldn't put him back out there with the other top four.
Look at that. Richie putting the screws to JoJo. All right, let's talk you're not wrong. Lou in Mount Laurel. Time's yours shortly. Hey. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, good morning. Before I give my song, Joe, after your Batman story the other day, when I finally turned on the television at the end of the day, The Dark Knight was on. I can't watch it now without seeing your face on the Batman suit.
Oh, that's tragic.
You ruined the franchise for me, Joe.
I was one of the three hotties, Batman hotties from Townhouse 116.
Batman hotties.
As described in the Fairfield Mirror.
The famed Batman hotties, yes.
I can't see Christian Bale or Michael Keaton. All I see is you now, and it's ruined the whole franchise.
You know, they should sign me up for the next one. I'd gladly leave WIP to go be a movie star.
I can't believe that you've clung to the Batman hotties nickname.
Oh, yeah,
Batman. I can't believe you still have the costume.
Right.
Well,
because
when you get called a hottie one time in your life, you usually grab onto it.
I still have the money shirt from back then. That's a whole nother matter. And by the way, I'm such a loser that when I saw this, it was like a shirt sweater thing. I actually bought, after like success, if you know what I mean, I bought 7 of them.
What?
So I what? Actually Wait. Have 7 of the same sweater shirts.
Wait, what was the success that you're talking about?
It was,
Success.
I think we can put it together.
Success, you know? Success.
Wow, so you wore the same thing every day? You just got the same, like, 7?
I wanted to have them for years to come because I thought, you know, maybe every year or two or three it would start wearing out. I haven't worn it, honest to God, probably.
So do you still have unworn?
I probably haven't worn it in 15 years, but it had a, let's just say, Ted Williams' batting average in 1941 had nothing on this thing, all right? The Hammer had it going on.
I'm going to change my topic of discussion after hearing Richie's last point about Embiid starting.
Yeah.
Do you think if he has another poor performance, I know it's the Olympics, but do you think the team looks at that and says, you know, I don't say better days are behind him, but you're seeing the speed game so much more that he really cannot adapt to. Do you think that alters the Sixers' plans for the future at all?
I don't know. I worry that his confidence is a problem. His confidence could be a problem. He was talking like he needs to boost himself up. He needs to convince himself that he's the greatest player in the world. Like, it really does matter.
Lou, I think the bigger thing is he's probably just not in proper shape.
He's not. Dwight Howard said the other day he needs to lose 20 pounds to be a more effective player and to play longer.
Well, and Dwight Howard's probably talking about in general. I'm talking about right now. Like, Lou, I wouldn't throw Joel out. Let me put it this way. If he struggles because he's out of shape, it doesn't mean he can't keep up with when in shape. It means get your butt in shape, man.
Yeah, but every year we say the same thing. Like, how?
I'm well aware. Lou, you don't have to tell me. I'm well aware.
For my song, and I was going back and forth with a few. I had a few children's songs that are popular, but how about Rehab by Amy Winehouse?
Oh. Big answer. Sure.
Love
Big
it.
Answer.
Yeah. We'll add that to the accompaniment.
What year did that come out? Was it early
2000s? It was definitely 2000s. Yeah, it was 2010s. Early 2000s.
She was a big deal. That was sad. That was very sad. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, are you starting to get concerned about the National League East? If you don't know, the Braves won again last night. They are now only 6 games back of the Phils. So are you getting concerned about the NL East with the Braves 6 back of the Phils, yes or no? Now, let's get to the poll result here, but before we do, everyone go on record. Seltzer, are you getting – it's not concerned. Are you getting concerned?
Not yet, I'll say.
No. But you're pretty close, right?
I'm not there yet, but right. You know.
He doesn't want to say it.
Right, three games, I'll start to feel it.
Rhea, you already said you
are. Yes, 100%.
Okay, I am where James is. I am in the not yet, but I am very close to being there. Devin, where are you?
I'm not concerned about the NL East. I am concerned about the playoffs. Like, I think they'll win the NL East and go to the playoffs, but I'm concerned about how they're going to perform once there.
And that's probably what most people are thinking right now. John, what would be your answer on concern for the NL East? Okay, so only one said yes. John, I have the poll results in front of me here. How do you think people voted online?
6-2. Boy, this is really tough. Because it does feel like a lot of people are concerned more than I would have expected. So I'm going to say it's over 50, maybe slightly over 60, like 64%.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty considering the room,
4 out of the 5 were no here. Wow. 74% online.
Nice job, John. I'm shocked you. Wow. I'm shocked you're over 50% even.
That's a high number. 74 is a high number. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting close for obvious reasons. Man. Let's go to Bam in Middle. Excuse me, Eric in Middletown. Eric, hello, buddy. Eric,
Time of Your Life, Good Riddance, Green Day.
Oh, nice song.
Time of Your Life, he said.
That is a good song. And is that this century?
I believe so. Yeah, I can look it up. I'm almost
maybe not.
It might be 99. It might be 99.
No, it wasn't this century.
When did Seinfeld end?
It was 90s.
Well, then if it was the end of Seinfeld,
yeah.
So it definitely would not.
Well, no, I don't know about the Seinfeld.
1997. Yeah.
But that was the final. Wasn't that the final 2 minutes of Seinfeld?
Yeah, and it was.
I don't remember. So yeah, it would have been a year before.
All right, let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. Bam, hello.
Good morning, crew. How you doing?
What's up, Bam?
Not much. I want to thank Merrill Reese, right, for, I was at Dunkin' Donuts when I was a kid. I was like 10. My dad was with my dad, I was following the Eagles with my dad, and he's like, man, you don't need to go to the game. You watch it on TV. So Merrill came over and heard our conversation. He's like, he gave us tickets to the Birds.
Wow, he gave you Eagles tickets. That's phenomenal.
Yes.
That's really cool, man.
Yep. Amazing.
Yeah, that's good work.
Yep. And since we're honoring Merrill, my song is going to be Kenny Chesney, The Boys of Fall.
Kenny Chesney, the first time we go concert here today. All right.
Boys country, of
Fall. Country. What did I say?
Concert.
Yeah.
You are tripping over it today.
I am.
It's Friday.
What was that?
You're checked out today, aren't you?
Was he the one I saw in concert 2 years ago?
I believe you're asking us. I can't believe you're asking us, but yes. I'm almost positive. I'm almost positive.
I think it was Kenny Chesney.
Did you like it?
Well, I just sat there and had a conversation for 2 hours.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that was Kenny Chesney because I wasn't there.
No, you talked about it on the air. I feel pretty confident it was Chesney.
And you just were bored, just hung out and talked.
Yeah, I was sitting next to Paul Gunther, and we were hanging out and talking football.
Look at you, name drop.
Oh, name drop. That's the point.
There you go.
That's where we became
Paul
buddies.
Gunther, yeah. Cincinnati Bengals defensive coordinator. That's the point
By the way, now with the Dallas Cowboys, and he said he'll call in this year when the Eagles are playing the Cowboys.
Seriously?
I said, I'm going to hang up on you, right?
Oh, that'd be so cool if he did.
He wants to call in the weekend.
What's he coaching down
there?
Just make sure you're allowed to. I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want to get you fired. Yeah. But if he's allowed to call in, we'll get a Cowboys coach on the...
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. But, I mean, at the end of the call, I got to hang up on him.
Yes.
He's a cowboy.
You do hang up on every guest at the end of the call.
Let's do what we do every single day at this time. By the way, John, you know who he's got? He's D-line.
Yeah, he's got Micah.
He's got Micah Parsons.
He's got Micah
not practicing.
He's got Micah Parsons at his disposal. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
All right, time's yours. We do it every single weekday at this time. It's brought to us, of course, by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Over 50,000 fans at an open practice. That is why Philly continues to be the best sports city in America, period.
It's phenomenal, man. I mean, that was a great turnout last night.
Jalen getting rave reviews. I have faith in the new and young defensive pieces. 14-3, baby. E-S-G-L-E-S-E-G-O!
Well, 14-3 would be mighty nice.
Joe, I'm with you on Jalen. If we had, I count about 7, 8, or 9 other quarterbacks, I'd be super excited, ready for a Super Bowl run. I don't think Jalen has it. How many quarterbacks in the NFL do you put on this team that you get excited and think this is a Super Bowl contender today?
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. 7 and 9 is probably about the right number, of who you'd say confidently, yeah, it's legit this team could go to a Super Bowl with that guy. Maybe even 11 or 12. I mean, there's guys like Brock Purdy that many people don't have in their top 10. He literally was in the Super Bowl last year and almost won it. So it's probably about 12.
Yeah, I think you have a number of guys who, if you allow them to just run the offense, you have the athletes.
Yeah.
You could have 10 guys around the league.
I think so, too.
With this skill level,
yeah,
make it happen.
I think that's reasonable.
So I was at the Eagles practice last night, and it got me hyped up for the season. So I know I got to do an Eagles chant. Devin, if you can help me out on this, you ready to go? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That was
Let's
great.
Go, baby!
I like that a lot.
That was awesome.
Well done, sir.
Good work.
Congratulations, Burl. You are truly a legend.
Yes, I expected more. I thought there was going to be
more. That was
it.
That was all there was.
That was my job.
Sounded really real.
Well done. Was that Conklin? It might have been Conklin.
I don't know.
With that, I love it. Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Speaking of Conklin, we, of course, featured his work earlier with his parody spoof this morning of life advice, in this case with Richie. Make sure you see Joe Conklin at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster, PA, with Ed McGonigal and Brendan Donegan on Saturday, September 28th. He's also there going to be at Cherokee High School with Pete Spina and the City Rhythm Orchestra on Saturday, October 26th. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
And Conklin's Comedy Night at 360 Inside Parks Casino next Thursday, August 15th. You can see Tara Canestrani and Chaz Palminteri show. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 and include a free drink. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right, let's talk to Bernadette. She's calling from Maple Shade. Good morning, Bernadette.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, team.
Hi, Bernadette.
How you doing, John? Joe?
Super.
Awesome. Rand, doesn't you guys
hello.
Good?
Hello. Yes, doing great.
Okay. So first,
Bernadette, what's it like to be to have a name from the 18th century?
Okay.
What are you talking about, man?
Oh, I went there.
Joe. Wow. There were a lot of people named Joe in the 18th century, too.
Maybe
Joseph.
Maybe the 19th century.
Yeah, Joseph has been around for a pretty long time.
I mean, Bernadette, you're not that far from, like, a Bertha and you know, all that.
Oh,
yes, she is. She's far from Bertha.
She's not all the way to Bertha.
She's far from Bertha.
But you're
okay.
You're moving in.
Bernadette calls in. She says hi to all of us.
She's a sweetheart. I've met Bernadette. She's a sweetheart.
I can't believe I care.
Shout out to Bern.
Bernadette, I care. It's all good.
It's okay. It's okay. But to be honest, my birth name was actually given to me by my grandfather.
There you go.
But I was named after the saint, Bernadette. And
there
I,
you go.
You're going to rip also, the saint, too?
I was also named after the song Bernadette by the Four Tops.
Oh, that's nice. There I like go. It. All right, Bernadette, what do you got for us on the Phillies today?
Well, the Phillies, I think they're a dumpster fire right now. If they keep playing the way they're playing, they're not going to make it to the playoffs at all. And they got to keep Taiwan Walker away because he's what's killing them.
Well, believe it or not, they might need it. They need somebody.
No. Did you see what he did yesterday? What did
he do?
Horrible.
It was terrible. I mean, it was like 41 pitches, a bunch of earned runs. Yeah. It was inept.
Wow, I didn't know that. Double A, triple A?
I think it was double.
It was double. It was Redding.
He might just not have it anymore.
That guy,
I'm worried.
Because remember when Jake Arrieta just didn't have it anymore?
Yeah, well.
Like, that might be what's going on here.
It's looking that way.
Wow, that's interesting. Adam Eaton.
They paid him a lot of money,
Adam Eaton got here and didn't have it anymore. Garcia got here and didn't have it. I mean, it does happen. All right, Bernadette, give me a great answer. We're going to start turning to best song this century.
Before I give my answer, I just want to congratulate Merle Reese on his Hall of Fame. He deserves it.
Great stuff, Bernadette. Great call.
My song is Good on Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz.
It's a great answer. That's a great song.
That wonderful phone call. Great. We turn two. We move fast. Monty, give me a song this century, Monty. Monty. Oh. Monty, not ready to go.
Oh, he was there.
It's too bad. All right. So Seltzer, you have some of the songs that you and Wechter have determined are, you know, amongst the best. So how many are what you guys consider finalists that we have?
I have five samples to play, but also, you know, the ones that came in this segment or whatever, I don't they should still be considered. But
So Rehab, which was...
Rehab would absolutely be considered, yeah.
All right, so Rehab has to get considered.
Feel Good Inc.
Sure.
should be considered, too. That's a great song.
All right, so those are to be considered, and so too are the following five you're about to hear. All right, James, what's the first one?
All right, Mr. Brightside. Just a Brightside.
Very upbeat. Sounds like this century. Good stuff. All right, Seltzer, what else you got?
All right, next we have Lose Yourself. Back to the lab again, yo. This old
rhapsody. Better go capture this moment. It'll be hard to beat. It's going to be hard to beat. All right, that's a big one. All right, James, what else are we looking at?
Hey Ya by Outkast. Don't try to fight the feeling because the thought alone is killing me right now. I know you don't.
Never
like great song.
I love this.
Me too. I love it. I love it.
These are my top two choices.
Yeah, I
mean, I know it's a big song. I never got down with it.
All right, another one. We got to at least play a little taste of it, a little dream. Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? When I would ask tomorrow,
I thought it was raining. Flexing on the I'm like Popeye on the spinach.
What'd you cut out there, James?
I didn't cut it. Well, Joe cut it, but yeah, what do you think? One more. We got Jason Mraz. I'm here.
But I won't hesitate no more, no more. Yeah. It cannot wait.
But it's fine.
It's fine. Bubblegum's famous.
It was a popular song.
And I hate that one song where the guy's standing in the payphone. It was this century. The guy's like, I'm standing by a payphone. What's that? What's that song?
Maybe Maroon 5?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's so weak.
I mean, Uptown Funk. The one that should have been said was Uptown Funk. That song's amazing.
I hate that song.
I think that song is amazing. I just think it's amazing.
Bruno Mars has become like the unofficial wedding artist, so I'm just sick of it.
All right, so I'm voting for Lose Yourself.
Yeah, me too.
I'm voting for Mr. Brightside.
Me
personally.
Too. Mr. Okay, Brightside.
So 2-2. Richie, you got to break the tie.
Lose Yourself for
there.
Sure.
Oh, and there it is. All right, congratulations. It was Kyle earlier today with Lose Yourself. Great calls today on the songs. That was fun. Everyone, enjoy the weekend. By the way, the weekend? Meryl Reese, Seltzer, I think we're going to need one final piece of audio as we honor Meryl, as, you know, Meryl teed it up. I guess it's about 6 years ago now.
9 seconds left. Eagles by 8. Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps up. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around. Complete, and the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions. Eagles fans everywhere, this is for you. Let the celebration begin.
Well, congratulations to Meryl Reese, because this weekend is for him. The Hall of Fame honoring Meryl this weekend. Meryl, I know you're not listening to us because you're in Canton right now, but God bless you, my man, and thanks for everything, and congrats and enjoy.